local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you into a Tuesday edition of the program. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, only on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon each and every day. We certainly appreciate it. The text line is always open at 850-437-1620. And the traffic line is 850-262-6111. We start, as we always do, with today's top three stories on a busy Tuesday, May 7th. Today, a pivotal one in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial is Stormy Daniels on the stand talking about her alleged 2006 sexual encounter. Daniels has previously stated she and Donald Trump met at a celebrity golf tournament, and that eventually led to sex in Trump's hotel room. Trump is accused of falsifying business records tied to paying Daniels to stay quiet about the encounter just prior to the 2016 election.
A very revealing day. As you see, their case is totally falling apart. They have nothing on books and records.
During her testimony, Trump's legal team requested the judge declare a mistrial, but that was denied. Israel says the ceasefire proposal agreed to by Hamas is far from the necessary requirements. Of course, we touched on this a lot yesterday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office sent a delegation to continue working on the ceasefire proposal while at the same time continuing with operations in Rafah. The last Israel-Hamas truce came in late November, where a number of prisoners were swapped for Israeli hostages. And the head of the DEA says that the flood of fentanyl across the Mexican border has hit unprecedented levels.
Last year, we seized nearly 79 million fake pills and nearly 12,000 pounds of fentanyl powder. Together, this is more than 380 million potential deadly doses.
And Administrator Ann Milgram told Congress that the U.S. is not getting enough help from Mexico. Her last meeting with the Mexican counterpart was 3 years ago, and she says it's been difficult to obtain visas needed to crack down on those two cartels. As a look at today's top three stories, Austin, how are you this afternoon on a Tuesday?
I'm doing pretty good, Joe. How about yourself?
Oh, not too bad. It's getting a little bit warmer out there.
Yes,
a little too
is.
Warm for my liking. And my air conditioning isn't quite up to snuff right now.
In your car?
There must be some sort of trigger switch or something where the guys who did my air conditioning last time, that when the temperature rises above 80 degrees, it just flicks off.
Well, and that's the thing. Mine, like, my AC still works, but, man, I mean, it gets so humid out there that you can't even really feel it. So yeah. It's just like I'm just sitting there in the heat. But when it gets, like, whenever it was cooler, like back in March or something at times, you have to turn it off. It's so cold because it's so less affected. So, yeah, that's a bummer. Let's see, getting our first check of the roads and weather this afternoon is traffic and weather updates brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Services now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see, looking at traffic here, not a ton going on the roads. We do just have, you know, some backups developing into usual areas. Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, giving us some trouble a bit earlier than expected this afternoon. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive has some problems, and you may experience a little bit here and there on Blue Angel Parkway, particularly if you're traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road. And speaking of Softly Field, if you're traveling north or southbound on Mobile Highway towards where West Michigan Avenue turns into Softly Field Road, we've got some problems in that area as well. Outside of that, it's just going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field and Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
The weather overnight will be partly cloudy with low temperatures warm, mainly in the mid to low 70s. We'll continue with warm weather and a mix of sun and clouds as we head through the day Wednesday. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s. We have some changes on the way. A cold front's headed this way late this week. Brings us a pretty good chance for rain late Thursday into early Friday and cooler weather for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Appreciate that. Taking a look here at local headlines today. Escambia County's chief deputy says investigators still are trying to determine if there was Any connection between a triple homicide two Sundays ago and another ambush-style shooting 2 days later?
This person knew this person. There was a reason why this person was targeted. Very rarely do we have situations like this that there's no connection to someone.
Andrew Hobbs tells us that very rarely are homicides random acts, and the one on Topaz Avenue last Tuesday certainly was not. In this particular case, though, Hobbs says they haven't had very many individuals willing to come forward and talk. A pretty interesting story you may have caught with Tanner in the Channel 3 update there. This was something that broke this morning. Andrew had on the city manager of Gulf Breeze and some squabbling between Santa Rosa County residents is leading to the Gulf Breeze Dog Park being temporarily closed for 2 weeks as the city is needing to protect themselves against any potential legal liability. There's also have been apparently a lot of public records requests made by two the individuals here that are involved in this spat. Here was the city manager this morning.
For months, we have had individuals who have failed to get along, and it has included our park ranger, our two parks and recreation directors, our recreation manager, myself, our administrative services director. We've encouraged them to meet at, you know, different times. We've tried to resolve disputes, but ultimately there are allegations of discrimination, religious discrimination, harassment, and ADA complaints.
So, from the sounds of things, Austin, it sounds like that, unlike traditional dog parks that I'm aware of, the dogs are not the ones going up and peeing on the fence marking their territory. It's the humans in this instance.
That's unsettling.
So, the city is closing it off for a couple of weeks, and yeah, we'll see what happens.
As they should.
Isn't there like a kind of a name that people call these kind of people, like Karens or something like that? I think this would be
an
definition of what's happening here.
Yeah, they typically call Karens like the middle-aged women who are like really entitled. Like that's what they call the Karens.
It sounds like that's kind of where we're at right now. At least just my reading on the situation there. You can let us know if you have any thoughts on that, 850-437-1620. Also here locally, Santa Rosa Island Authority down to five candidates to take over as the next executive director. The SRIA Administrative Committee narrowed the search down to five finalists. Two of them are local. That's Mike Burns, a Pensacola attorney. Brian Underwood is the Baldwin County Commission's grants director. Other finalists include William Whitson, who is the city manager of Flagler Beach. Ted Yates is the village manager for Islamorada, Florida. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And then Cleet Sonier is the public works director for Santa Paula, California. Later on this month, the finalists will be in town for one-on-one interviews and a familiarization tour of the SRIA area. 419, we'll take a break there. Coming back with state and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more tomorrow at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. I'm going to go ahead and kill this music so that bass line goes away.
There it is. There it goes.
Yeah. Just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, you better call the best of the bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see, looking at traffic here, a bit more of the same that we had in our last update. Some backups on Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road, just north of where West Michigan Avenue turns into Softly Field. We do have some backups on Mobile Highway. Speaking of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway, that intersection just further north is causing some issues as well, but nothing too severe at this time. And then Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive might give you some issues as well. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound past Hurlburt Field, and a bit more as you pass Wind Haven Beach. And then the last main spot is Caroline Street traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
The weather overnight will be partly cloudy with low temperatures warm, mainly in the mid to low 70s. We'll continue with warm weather and a mix of sun and clouds as we head through the day Wednesday. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s. We have some changes on the way. A cold front's headed this way late this week. Brings us a pretty good chance for rain late Thursday into early Friday and cooler weather for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
And by cooler weather, he means like 80.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'd love to know what cooler weather means.
Yeah, well, you know, we're going to be around 87 tomorrow, 85. So, yeah, but I mean, overnights, you know, back into the low 60s. So I can deal with that for sure.
Sure.
Looking at some state headlines today, Governor Ron DeSantis signing a bill promoting tax relief in Florida. That includes this year's back-to-school sales tax holiday.
It allows you to get no tax on many clothing items, school supplies, computers, learning aids.
And the legislation also includes the disaster preparedness tax holiday. The bill also offers corporate income tax breaks for providing child care and hiring disabled workers. DeSantis says the bill provides more than $1 billion in tax breaks.
And speaking of the governor, he announced yesterday that data from Visit Florida shows the state was the number one domestic tourism destination in the United States last year. Meanwhile, we were number two with international visitors. DeSantis says Florida's world-class attractions, hospitality, and unwavering commitment to freedom have solidified our position as the top vacation destination.
New Florida law bans Chinese citizens from buying homes because of national security concerns.
A new Florida law prohibits many Chinese citizens from buying property near military outposts, airports, or refineries, and is being challenged in federal court after many residents of Chinese descent say they have faced discrimination trying to buy a home. Some say they live in fear over whether they may have inadvertently violated the law. It effectively prohibits most Chinese individuals without a green card from purchasing residential property. More than three dozen states have enacted or are considering similar laws that restrict land purchases by Chinese citizens and companies, arguing that these transactions pose a threat to national security. Aaron Rayal, NBC News Radio.
And someone who bought a Powerball lottery ticket in South Florida is a very big winner. The drawing was held last night for a jackpot of $214 million, and a single winning ticket was sold in Miami-Dade County. The Florida Lottery says it was purchased at a Publix in Miami Shores. Folks, Publix is the way to go.
Telling you.
Yeah, the winner can choose a lump sum payment of over $100 million, and they have 6 months to claim their winnings.
In national news, at least one person dead as tornadoes and severe weather continue to threaten Oklahoma.
A lot of mass destruction. I mean, it's bad. It's just torn up bad. I mean, it's in despair.
The death reported late last night near Barnesdall, that's north of Tulsa, where officials had declared a tornado emergency. Homes were left heavily damaged, power lines down as well. At least four twisters touched down in the state last night.
And the NYPD moved in to arrest pro-Palestinian protesters as they marched through Manhattan, making their way to the Metropolitan Museum of Art as celebrities were heading into the annual Met Gala. Some demonstrators were seen carrying signs with phrases like, "No Met Gala while bombs drop in Gaza." I guess it kind of works. Authorities estimate the crowd to have been around 1,000, with over two dozen arrests being reported.
Now, Russia is confirming that a U.S. soldier is in custody charged with theft. Gordon Black will be held for at least 2 months in pretrial detention. The soldier stationed in South Korea had reportedly traveled to Russia to meet a romantic acquaintance. Russian state media claims the arrest has nothing to do with espionage or politics.
I mean, if I had a romantic interest in Russia, I would just say she ain't the one and keep moving. Keeping with the Russian theme, President Vladimir Putin is ordering military drills that include preparing for the use of tactical nuclear weapon. What? Whatever. I mean, that's just my take. Putin said that Monday's order for the drills are in response to threats by the West. Tactical nuclear weapons are for use on the battlefield as opposed to strategic nuclear weapons that are capable of destroying entire cities. Putin's order comes as today marks his inauguration ceremony for his fifth term as president.
Let's keep that one on the Snapchat. You're right. Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene is naming her price for backing down on her threat to call a vote to remove Speaker Mike Johnson. Greene told reporters ahead of a meeting with Johnson today she wants no further aid for Ukraine and the defunding of the special counsel probes into Donald Trump. She's also calling for a return to the Hastert rule, which means no legislation should be brought to a vote without support from a majority of the House majority. All empty threats, because whether she does or not, it's not going to happen.
No.
So whatever. 4:30 is the time. We'll take a break there, looking at our sports headlines, health, business, and science coming up in the next half hour on Pensacola Right Now.
Fox News.
News. I'm Tom Graham. Donald Trump's defense called for an end to proceedings today in the former president's hush money trial. Fox's Grinnell Scott.
Based on testimony of adult film actress Stormy Daniels, the former president's defense attorney, Todd Blanche, called for a mistrial, saying Daniels' testimony was more about a consensual relationship than the crime his client is accused of committing. Blanche called the narrative prejudicial.
Judge Juan Merchan ultimately denying that mistrial motion. At least one person dead after a tornado tore into a community 40 miles north of Tulsa, Oklahoma. This woman saying she and her family managed to flee just in time.
The wind picked up and the rain was horrendous.
A tornado threat shifting to the Midwest. Chicago residents among 18 million people under a tornado watch this afternoon that extends into parts of Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, delivery company Maple Bear says that it struck a partnership to bring Uber Eats restaurant delivery to Instacart customers. The new feature will allow Instacart users to use an Instacart app to order from restaurants, which will be served by Uber Eats. Instacart Plus members can also enjoy free delivery on grocery and restaurant orders over $35. In a statement, the company said that the new channels enables Uber to extend its leading restaurant selection to millions of consumers across the country, including families in suburban markets that use Instacart. And the Federal Highway Administration says it's releasing some $3 million in quick-release emergency relief funds to fix a bridge on I-95 that was damaged by a truck fire in Connecticut last week. The fire damaged the bridge over I-95 in Norwalk, Connecticut, and closed the interstate highway in both directions. In a statement, an FHA spokesperson said that the damage disrupted daily lives, travel, and business for local residents, as well as surrounding regions that rely on the vital route, and also called it one of the country's busiest highways. On Wall Street this Tuesday, stocks finished the day flat. And that is Your Money Now.
This is sponsored by the Cigna Group, a leader in improving choice, access and affordability, and clinical outcomes. Global health company The Cigna Group has unveiled its latest innovations with solutions for some of healthcare's greatest challenges. In an effort to help companies manage the rising costs of treating obesity, diabetes, and cardiovascular disease, and to improve access for appropriate patients, Express Scripts by Evernorth is launching the industry's first financial guarantee for GLP-1s through EncircleRx, providing important financial predictability. Evernorth Behavioral Health announced a new mental health practice to provide value-based, outcome-driven care with appointments guaranteed within 72 hours. The program is already active in several states with plans for a full rollout by 2025. Evernorth Health Services plans to have a Humira biosimilar available for $0 out of pocket to eligible patients of its specialty pharmacy in June. To learn more about the Cigna Group's exciting innovations in healthcare, visit thecignagroup.com.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Silent Guard Brakes. Knicks fans have been down and out for so long, and it's great to see them proud of their squad once again. MSG was rocking last night as the Knicks defeated the Pacers to take a 1-0 series lead in the second round. Knicks fans should unapologetically take a win any way it happens, but let's all acknowledge that the officiating was brutal to open up round two as the Pacers got screwed on an offensive foul and a kickball violation that should have never been called. I'm Zach Gelb.
When it's time for a brake job, go with a solution that delivers one of the smoothest and most quiet rides on the road, Napa Silent Guard Brakes. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit on 99.5% of vehicles, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Napa Silent Guard Brakes deliver the stopping power and performance drivers demand in their vehicles. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
A-R-G-O-S, Argos! Go Argos! Go Argos!
I'm Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. On April 11th, UWF launched the public phase of the Here for Good Capital campaign. Join us on May 9th on the Pensacola Expert Panel to learn more about the university's most ambitious campaign to date and what it means for the future of our community. That's Thursday on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA. And go to GAWon'tWait.com.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in?
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola, just past 4:35. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Not a ton going on that we aren't already painfully familiar with. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road, we've got some problems developing in that area. Took it a little bit longer than usual to get cooking, but don't worry, it's alive and better than ever. Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, still has some minor issues. Outside of that, there's not a ton going on in the Pensacola streets, but Gulf Breeze Parkway has worsened if you're traveling eastbound from the Oriole Beach area closer to Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway still has a lot of issues if you're traveling westbound just past Hurlburt Field and a bit more as you pass Windhaven Beach. And the last main spot right now is Caroline Street if you are traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Warm, humid weather continues. Overnight lows will be down in the 70s. Tomorrow, we've got a high in the mid to upper 80s with a mix of sun and clouds. Later this week, some weather changes on the way as a front heads this way, brings us a good chance for rain Thursday night into early Friday. Cooler weather for the weekend. Also, with breezy conditions, there is a higher risk of rip currents across northern Gulf Coast beaches for the next few days. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. 4:38 here at News Radio Pensacola, recapping our top three stories today. Stormy Daniels on the stand today in Donald Trump's hush money trial. During the testimony, Trump's legal team requested the judge declare a mistrial, but that was denied. Israel, yesterday we talked about that they had moved forward with an offensive operation in Rafah. And also Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister's office, sending a delegation to continue working on a ceasefire proposal brokered by Egypt and Qatar. And the head of the DEA says the flood of fentanyl across the Mexican border has hit unprecedented levels. And Mexico, they're having a hard time getting enough help from our neighbors to the south, saying that last meeting they had with a Mexican counterpart was in 2021. Austin, it was a very interesting night in sports last night. The don't know if you got to see any of the NBA playoffs.
I did.
Knicks and Pacers. Every game that the Knicks have played this playoffs, I have not wanted to end. It's just been every game has come down to the wire. And then the Denver Nuggets get absolutely destroyed at home
without Rudy Gobert in Minnesota,
and they're down 0-2, and everybody's now saying that this series is over.
Well, so. I agree. I think it is. When you look at the fact that you, because I often think that the Nuggets thrive when their opponents are least are most comfortable, and the Timberwolves, even without Gobert, were like, okay, we got to win in Denver, and now the Nuggets know what to expect. They, you know, they're at home again. Let's get some momentum shifting before we go to Minnesota, and they just get ran off the court.
You know, there have. and I'm not much of an NBA watcher, but I've seen enough games to know that, look, you know, blowouts happen all the time.
Sure.
But what happened last night was jarring to me, because the Nuggets, coming off of a championship last year, they have the three-time now MVP in all likelihood, and they were completely disoriented.
Yeah.
And confused and befuddled. You got Jamal Murray, who is throwing heat packs onto the court. And I don't know if they've ruled if he's going to be suspended or not. But the Nuggets down 0-2 with those two games being at home. So the Timberwolves, Anthony Edwards, who is growing up into a superstar right in front of our eyes.
He's insane.
Yeah, doing it there. Doubleheader tonight in both the NBA and NHL.
Yes, on the TNT, or on TNT, we got Cavaliers at Celtics at 6 o'clock, and that's going to be followed by Mavericks at Thunder at 8:30. The latter of those series should be good. The jury's still out on the Cavs and Celtics, but, you know, we'll see. Fingers crossed. In the NHL, we got an ESPN doubleheader, Hurricanes at Rangers at 6, followed by Avalanche at Stars at 8:30. Just one game in the MLB televised tonight, if you're interested, on TBS at 6:05. It's the villains of the present facing the villains of the past. Astros at Yankees. Don't know how great of a game that's going to be this year, but nonetheless, keep an eye out for it. And then just a few quick headlines here. Tyler Boyd, wide receiver from the Bengals. He joins the Tennessee Titans on a one-year deal, reuniting with Brian Callahan, his former offensive coordinator in Cincinnati. And he's going to share the field with fellow wide receivers Calvin Ridley, DeAndre Hopkins, and Treylon Burks. So decent wide receiver core there in, you know, Tennessee. Hopefully, if they have a competent QB, they can make a push. WNBA says teams will soon be able to charter private flights. League Commissioner Kathy Engelbert made the announcement today. Players have increasingly been pushing the league to allow for chartered flights, with teams having to fly commercial for most games during the season. So that's a good stride for that. What has typically been a struggling league there. And then lastly, Champions League semis, Borussia Dortmund.
Yes.
Sure. I was about to say, I'm hoping I didn't butcher that. They are in the Champions League final following a surprise 1-0 win over PSG in Paris. They won on a 2-0 aggregate score, and will face the winner of tomorrow's match between Bayern Munich and Real Madrid.
Yeah, good stuff there. Looking at some – you did the WNBA. Never mind.
Yeah.
Health, business, and science today. A lot happening there. TikTok suing the U.S. government over efforts to have the app banned in the country. Kind of saw this one coming. The lawsuit was filed today in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit by its parent company ByteDance, arguing that the Protecting Americans from Foreign and Adversary Controlled Applications Act violates the First Amendment.
Easy for us to say. Wow. Sheesh.
The bill aims to force ByteDance to sell TikTok or have it banned in the U.S.
And Panera Bread will soon stop selling its charged lemonade after the drink was blamed for at least two deaths. One lawsuit claims the highly caffeinated beverage led to the death of a University of Pennsylvania student with a heart condition, and another lawsuit claims that a Florida man with previous health issues died after drinking one. Panera said Tuesday that the end of the drink comes after a recent menu transformation. Yeah, whatever you say. The statement made no mention of the lawsuits. I bet they didn't.
Yeah. Pretty big one here. This coming Saturday marks the annual Letter Carriers Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. Residents in cities and towns all over the country are encouraged to leave a bag of non-perishable food items by their mailbox. When USPS carriers deliver the mail Saturday, they'll also be collecting the bags of food and deliver them to local charities. So this is a food drive that began in 1993, takes place every year on the second Saturday in May, and it is the largest single-day food drive in the country. So,
wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And the launch of Boeing's first-ever crewed Starliner mission for NASA was scrubbed. The test flight for the commercial space capsule was set to happen yesterday, launching from Cape Canaveral on a week-long mission to the International Space Station. The launch was scrapped due to an issue with an oxygen valve. The next launch attempt will not happen until Friday at the earliest.
The Boy Scouts of America is changing its name for the first time in its 114-year history. They'll now be known as Scouting America. The change comes after decades of controversy from sexual abuse claims, allowing gay and female youth to join the ranks as well.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when it first broke that they were going to allow female youth in the thing. It's like, well, then that does kind of defeat the purpose of Boy Scouts of America, so I guess the name change was inevitable. 4:45 here, time for another quick check of the roads and weather. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards Narn Mile, yeah, towards 9 Mile. We do have some backups there still. Highway 297A traveling both north and south, whether you be traveling towards where it splits to form South Highway 97 or you are coming from South Highway 97 there. We do have some backups going both ways in that area. Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards 10 Mile. Still going to cause you some minor issues, nothing too severe, though. And then it's going to be Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Beyond that, outside of Pensacola here, we've got Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, still giving us some issues. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound past Windhaven Beach, and Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
Taking a look at our weather, here's Alan Strum.
The weather overnight will be partly cloudy with low temperatures warm, mainly in the mid to low 70s. We'll continue with warm weather and a mix of sun and clouds as we head through the day Wednesday. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s. We have some changes on the way. A cold front's headed this way late this week. Brings us a pretty good chance for rain late Thursday into early Friday and cooler weather for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. Also, Apple with an event today, finishing up our health, business, and science notes. They announced a new iPad Pro and Air tablets. CEO Tim Cook calls the iPad Pro the thinnest ever at just over 5 millimeters thick with the new M4 chip. The smaller version Pro starts at $1,000, the larger at $1,300. The iPad Air has the M2 chip. Larger version starts at $800 and the smaller one at $600.
Hmm. Yeah. Here in Pop Culture Notes, a new American University course aims to put a new spin on the impact of music superstar Taylor Swift. A one-credit class called Swiftonomics will be offered this fall after a contest to create a new student design course. Oh my goodness, no wonder my generation says college means nothing anymore. The class will examine Swift's career through concepts such as supply and demand, market power, and gender-based economics. It will look at her music releases, her recent Eras tour, and her success as a woman in a male-dominated industry. The course has already generated enough interest to raise interest in offering it again in future semesters.
Yeah, I bet it did.
Yeah.
Toronto police are investigating a shooting that happened outside Drake's home overnight. Police say a man working as a security guard at the home was shot while standing outside the gate at around 2 a.m. local time. Officials say the suspect fled the scene in a vehicle and a security camera captured footage. Officials say that they are aware of beefs that Drake is currently involved in with other rappers, but say it's too soon to speculate on a motive.
Ooh, yeah. If the motive isn't tied to that at all, though, that's a weird coincidence for sure. George Strait, his 31st album is on the way. He made the announcement over the weekend during his show in Indianapolis, and he even performed a few of the new songs, including one with Chris Stapleton. Now, the album will be called Cowboys and Dreamers, but it's not known yet when it will be released.
And finally, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is expected to go bananas at the box office this weekend. The fourth film in the franchise is projected to make between $50 and $55 million. Domestically, the film takes place many years after the reign of Caesar and follows a young ape named Noah that goes on a journey with a human to try to figure out how apes and mankind can coexist.
Good for them.
I've never seen any of those.
Me neither.
No interest. 4:50, we'll take a break there. Wacky stories, good news, and recapping our top stories next.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctor's not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included, but you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to WaveMensHealth.com and book your appointment today. WaveMensHealth.com.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about squabbling in Santa Rosa County over the proposed study for an aquatic center and the length of meetings, as well as a proposed roundabout at South and West Spencer Field Roads. The Escambia County Commission still seeming to not quite get over the hill on the question of funding for the Chappie James Memorial. And Andrew Hobbs, Chief Deputy in the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, joined us to talk about a whole bunch of crimes and arrests that have taken place in Escambia County over the last week. Listen to all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It was 1989, my thoughts were short, my hair was long. Caught somewhere between a boy and man. And she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan.
.452 here at News Radio Pensacola. Happy Tuesday, Joe and Austin with you. Almost wrapped up with hour number one. We'll send things off to Channel 3 News at 5 coming up here at the top of the hour. Recapping our top stories today, a pivotal one in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial with Stormy Daniels on the stand. At some point this afternoon, Trump's legal team requested the judge declare a mistrial, but that was denied. Daniels has previously said that she and Trump met at a celebrity golf tournament back in 2006 that led to sex in Trump's hotel room. Of course, prosecutors say that Trump falsified business records to cover up the hush money that he allegedly gave Daniels to keep quiet about the encounter before the 2016 election. Israel says the ceasefire proposal agreed to by Hamas is far from its necessary requirements. This coming as late yesterday, right around when we came on the air, that reports broke that Israel had launched its offensive in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. And the head of the DEA says that the flood of fentanyl across the Mexican border has hit unprecedented levels. Troubling news there. 4:54, really quick check of the weather before we get our final check of traffic on the fives.
The weather overnight will be partly cloudy with low temperatures warm, mainly in the mid to low 70s. We'll continue with warm weather and a mix of sun and clouds as we head through the day Wednesday. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s. We have some changes on the way. A cold front's headed this way late this week. Brings us a pretty good chance for rain late Thursday into early Friday and cooler weather for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
And looking at the roads here, not a ton going on that we haven't already been covering this hour. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile and trying to get on I-10, we still got some evening traffic causing some backups going both ways there. If you're traveling northbound on Highway 297A, where it splits to form South Highway 97, still got some backups in that area. And Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, is going to cause you some issues as well. Outside of that, it's just Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, maybe a bit more as you continue eastward towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach. And Caroline Street, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
All right, thank you. I just saw this report. This flashed up on my screen, and I think Channel 3 just touched on it here really quickly. So the company that makes the iconic Swiss Army knife?
Yeah.
They are going to be introducing a new range of knives that don't have the knife. This is in response to an increasing number of countries imposing bans or restrictions on carrying knives. Victorinox, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, says they're in the early stages of developing the first range of bladeless products, designed specifically for activities where a blade would not be required. So, Swiss Army trinket?
I mean, it can cause you some...
What's the new name for that?
I don't know. It can cause you some harm for sure. Any blade can, but I mean, they're not exactly swords being carried around.
Interesting.
I don't know how I feel about that. But it's a weird headline in my opinion, so perfect segue to wacky and weird headlines here. Starting with a Pennsylvania man, his emotional support pet alligator has gone missing. Joey Henney posted on social media that his alligator, named Wally, vanished while on vacation in April. And he says that he suspects someone took Wally from a fenced-in enclosure on the night of April 21st. Wally has quite a social media following and rose to fame after being denied entry to a Philadelphia Phillies game.
How would you like that? Why. You're a Phillies fan. You're sitting down in your seat. You got your hot dog in one hand, your beer in the other, and then you look to your right, and there's a guy with an alligator coming to sit right next to you.
Yeah, I don't know how I'd feel about that.
I'm not sure. A 39-year-old woman in Pennsylvania had a bizarre scheme that I'm not sure she thought quite all the way through. She would steal from convenience stores by using the self-checkout, not ringing up all the items. For example, she'd scan and pay for a beverage, but steal a couple of sandwiches. She would just throw those in the bag, or she'd pay for two containers of milk, but have two stuffed animal toys as well, that sort of thing. But then she'd come back later and then try to return all of the items to get cash in exchange. Well, you would think, well, not all the items are going to show up on the receipt, but it took a little bit for employees to catch on. $210, that's what she was able to get away with until she got caught and now facing three felony charges. So,
I hope the $200 was worth it. Some good news here. A 100-year-old veteran in Maryland just got his college diploma. He's a former pilot named Jack Milton who served in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. He had enough credits to graduate from the University of Maryland back in the mid-60s before he left for Vietnam, but he never did, and the school surprised him with a diploma for his 100th birthday just last week.
Yeah, that's cool. Some beginner's luck here. A woman in Virginia named Caitlin Berland bought her first ever lottery ticket last month and won $50,000. That's not the best part about this. She is using it to pay off her sister's college tuition.
Ah.
So that's an interesting choice there.
Yeah, very selfless. And back in December, a family in Arkansas won a new truck in their church's annual fundraiser. Yes, I'm a child.
Is that what you said? Fundraiser?
Yes, in their church's annual fundraiser. It was a GMC Sierra 1500. But instead of keeping it, they decided to give it to someone who needed it more. They asked teachers and school counselors in their area to nominate deserving kids who needed a new ride. And they surprised a winner last week. Josh Milton is a high school senior who's planning to become a welder. His English teacher nominated him and said that he's as kind as can be. He showed up at school on Thursday and had no idea that he would be leaving with a new truck.
That's pretty cool there for sure.
Yeah.
We've got a text in Swiss Army tool is what they would have to call that.
Yeah, probably.
You said
trinket.
Yeah, trinket. I mean, I don't know. Like, if I feel like that's opening up, like, if I go out and I buy a Swiss Army tool, trinket, whatever, that doesn't have the knife on it,
yeah,
I think I'm opening up myself to criticism for people to call me a Swiss Army tool.
Yes, I think you are.
Want to avoid.
Yeah, no, I understand. It's, That's going to be a thankless possession.
I feel like if you're buying a Swiss Army knife, you're doing it to have, you know, the whole gamut of of tools or trinkets.
Yeah, and you do need a knife for stuff. Like, it's not just a weapon.
4:59, that'll do it for us here this hour. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up now.